And welcome to another episode of Worst Collection Ever. This is the show where we tell you about the worst comic book collection in existence, and it just happens to belong to us. I'm Jen.
I'm Sean.
Not much to talk about today.
Well, we're doing...
Because here's the thing. Comic-Con is like starting...
Tonight.
Tonight's
preview night.
When this drops will be the first day of Comic-Con.
Uh-huh.
So I'm sure we're going to see a bunch of stuff coming out of there. Sean's already seen some WWE figures dressed up as Ghostbusters.
Yeah, there's a few. There's some pictures out. I'm certain there's some Marvel stuff that's already been previewed too.
I can maybe
keep my eye out for that. You know, maybe there'll be figures or, you know, I mean, I don't know in terms of comics. I mean, I feel like Comic-Con, you don't go there to learn anything about comics anymore.
No, not anymore.
You know?
No.
Like, it just happened to be there.
Sure.
You know, but...
That's a section.
But, you know, it was like, yes, there will be comics there.
Yes.
Yes, people will be dressed as comic book things, and you could buy comic book-related items.
Sure.
But it's
more pop culture.
Yes, but for actual comic book content...
Yeah, no.
You're better off just sitting at home reading a comic than going to Comic-Con to learn about comics.
It's cheaper, and there's a lot fewer people.
Oh, I know. Yeah, it's... That's the thing, like...
We went.
I've been twice. You've been the once.
I went the once.
And...
I preferred WonderCon, to be honest. Because there wasn't as many people.
Well, also, it was just easier for us to get to. Because it was at the time, you know, we lived in L.A. You know, you just drive to Anaheim.
Right.
Didn't they do WonderCon in L.A.?
Did we go to that? We did.
Yeah, and then they moved it back to
Anaheim. Yeah, because it was dumb.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, they did, because they moved it up to L.A. once. I think it was supposed to be like a test run to see if it would go up there, and it just didn't work out.
Yeah, I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah, and they had like a weird badging system. Remember how they had like sensors and shit for that one?
For the badges?
Yeah, for this specific WonderCon when it was in LA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it had like lights and shit that like when you walked through it would like scan green and...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was dumb.
It was real weird.
Yeah, no, that stunk.
Yeah, it was weird.
But it's Comic-Con this weekend, or just, you know, this next couple days, and it's funny that isn't like where Marvel and DC don't actually go to these things anymore.
I think Marvel doesn't do as much stuff because now that they're owned by Disney, they save it for
D23,
yeah. Which.
Sure.
Is in a couple months, if I remember.
It's coming.
Yeah,
up.
So they save a lot of that stuff for that.
Yeah, but isn't like DC not
I don't know if that, I'm assuming they are, but I don't know. I have not looked at the schedule online. I don't know anything about what's going on in Hall H. I have no clue.
I find that ridiculous that there are two major comic book companies, and yet they still...
But one of them's not going
to
go.
But at least, yeah, but then they also decide to not go to Comic-Con, which is the only reason that, you know, why their shit is so big.
I know.
Is because people go to Comic-Con to hear about these fucking big-ass movies.
Yeah, it's just the movies, though.
Or the movies, or the whatever it is that's going on.
Yeah.
And, it's strange that it doesn't really pan out like that anymore, but... I guess regardless, you know, I mean, we're not going.
Nope.
You know, and that's, I know people that are, but yeah, I don't know. Again, we always talk about this, you know, we get all like excited sometimes to go to a Comic-Con or some sort of convention, and then we go and we're like, oh, wait, this stinks.
Nah.
So, I mean, we are going to go. I am planning...
Well, there's to go to the
Fort Collins Comic-Con.
Yes, and I think that'll be fun.
Which is fine, because as I can imagine it, it's just going to be like three dudes and a bunch of comics and a few other things, and it's not going to be, you know, overly intense as far as, you know, attendance goes and stuff like that. Or maybe it will. I don't know. I mean,
this looks fun.
What was that?
Behind the Music, celebrating fan favorite sounds and scores of sci-fi and fantasy television.
Wait, what?
That's a panel.
Wait, like VH1 Behind the Music?
Yeah, but it's like sci-fi and fantasy. So I'm assuming like they're going to be like, and here we are playing the X-Files. Now, I don't know who's on that panel.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, are you looking at do they actually have the panels up?
Yeah, I'm trying to see if there's...
Anything worthwhile?
Yeah.
For a second, I thought you were going to say that they were bringing back Behind the Music, or like they're going to.
Oh,
like,
man, I wish.
Put them out or something. Like
Mattel and WWE Elite Squad fan panel. Yeah. Now, we went to that.
We did go the 1 year.
Yeah. And The Miz was there.
The Miz was there. Somebody else was. A few other jabronis were there. This year, it's hosted by Zack Ryder and Curt Hawkins.
Well, that makes sense.
And apparently, there's going to be a WWE 24/7 title match. You know, all I gotta say is be careful because you're around these fucking nerds.
Yeah, that was a big nerd panel.
Ugh.
That was
probably
much.
The most like nerd.
That was,
intensity.
It was uncomfortable. People were yelling.
Oh yeah, because they're wrestling fans.
So
wrestling fans and comic book fans combined create something unstoppably uncouth.
Batman Beyond 20th anniversary
Ooh.
Is happening, which I can't believe it's already been 20 years. God
Maybe there'll
damn
be
it.
Some sort of, well, they've kind of brought that back.
I love Batman
like the
Beyond,
like the comic or something,
yeah.
Like that.
Yeah. But I think they're gonna like show the like maybe Return of the Joker or something. But the Toys That Made Us, which is that show on Netflix, has a panel, which I enjoy that show, and I hope they put out more episodes.
The guy that created it, he's been making the rounds as far as doing podcast appearances.
Oh yeah,
which I've actually had a chance to partake in. So
no, oh, nice.
Yeah, so I think season 3 is coming out soon.
I hope so. I really enjoy that show.
Well, I mean, this time they're doing Ninja Turtles, they're doing wrestling toys, and there's a few other things they're doing. I think they're not doing Barbie.
They did Barbie last.
They
time.
Did Barbie before.
Yeah,
I think they're doing some other. I think they're doing some other female like girls toy.
Tom King has a panel.
Yeah.
The business of podcasting.
Whoa, business of podcasting?
Mm-hmm.
Who's on? Please tell me.
I don't know.
Oh, I must know who's doing that and how come I wasn't invited. Okay, so where are you? Comic-Con.com?
Yeah, just comiccon.org. And then I just went to the schedule. I'm just kind of scrolling through it just to see if there's anything of interest. This is wrestling, the Joey Ryan story. God damn it.
Oh, well,
they're showing that.
Yeah, you know what?
I want to see it.
As we all
know, Joey Ryan is my favorite wrestler ever.
Yeah,
oh, mad. Teen Titans Go! New episode premiere. I'd see that. I want to see the Joey Ryan thing.
I'll have to see if I can get my hands on that for you.
Batman and the Secret Origin of Bill Finger.
Bill's Finger?
I can't believe... Okay, so Spike and Mike's Festival of Animation. I can't believe they're still doing that. The first time I ever saw a Spike and Mike Festival of Animation was my freshman year in college. You know how old I am?
I vaguely know about that.
Hmm. Canceled Frank Miller Spotlight guest signing. Aww. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Comic-Con in the 1980s. I kind of like that one. That sounds like a good crusty event. Crusty events.
Ew.
Get ready for crusty. Jimmy Olsen, Kirby, and more.
Apparently there's a new Jimmy Olsen book.
Is there?
Mm-hmm.
Is it goofy?
I don't know. I think this is when they're like releasing it and stuff.
A fan celebration of Batman and animation. What do you think about that?
That would be cool. Oh, they're showing the Killing Joke.
Ew! Ooh.
Marvel Comics number 1000 revealed. So, I mean, there is still comic book related stuff.
Who are these fucking tits? I'm sorry.
Are you looking at your podcast?
Yeah, I don't know who any of these fucking people are.
What does it say?
The business of podcasting. Okay, you have a great idea for a podcast. Now what? This panel brings together podcasters, sound engineers, and podcast advertising professionals to explain how to take your podcast from initial launch to monetization. And blah, 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 flobbity flob. Apparently, there's a podcast called Murder We Wrote. I think I've heard
of that.
Is
that a fiction one?
It may be.
Okay. World premiere of Batman Hush.
Ooh. I forgot that was coming up.
Damn. That I want to see.
But aren't they going to...
That
gonna
I
suck?
Care about. I don't know. Yeah. Damien's in it instead of Tim, which kind of pisses me off. And that's not how this story is supposed to go. But I would like to see it.
Yeah. I guess that's all we could talk about for Comic-Con. And nothing really as far as...
yeah, we haven't done anything.
New purchases.
My back's been out. I ended up going to the hospital. I got Valium. Mm-hmm. So I'm like a... Like a disaffected 60s housewife. So that was a thing.
Yeah.
That's really all that's
going on. But it helps.
It really did. I feel so much better.
Yeah. Thank God for Valium.
Yeah. I feel a lot better.
I'm glad she's doing much better because it was pretty touch and go there for a while.
Yes, well.
But
I mean, I was going to live.
Yeah. No, we fired it around over at Second and Charles the other day.
Mm-hmm.
You bought a murder book.
Of course. No.
You have a Jack the Ripper book.
What?
Was it Jack the Ripper?
Yeah, it was The Five by Jack the Ripper. Or not by Jack the Ripper. Yes, it was a book by Jack the Ripper himself.
If I Did It by Jack the Ripper. Murder.
It came through time to land on the Second and Charles shelf. No, it's called The Five, and it's about the lives of the five women who were murdered by Jack the Ripper.
Now I'm just imagining like a weird like Ghostbuster 2 universe where somehow like the podcast, it's like the murderers are coming back. It's like the murderers are doing the podcast now. Oh man,
the If I Did It versions.
If I Did, yeah, right. How come we haven't gotten to that yet?
Ed Gein shows up and he's like, if I dug up all those women, which I totally did.
I totes did.
I totally did. I admitted to it.
Totes murder.
And created
by Ed Gein.
A nipple belt.
Nipple belt?
He created a nipple belt. Dude was real fucked up.
Ouch.
Well, first he just took parts from people who were already dead. And then eventually he moved on to murder.
He ran out of people that were dead?
He was like, there's just not enough fresh ladies, because it was all about his mom. Like, so he would go to the cemetery because he was like really into his mom.
Yeah.
And like she was crazy and like really into Jesus, and then she died, and so he would like go to the cemetery and dig up fresh bodies of women who were around his mother's age because he wanted to create like
a super mom.
No, basically like a skin suit so that he could wear so he could be inside of his mother. But while doing that, he, like, made a belt of nipples and all sorts of... He tied lips to a shade, like a window shade to use to pull it up and down. It got fucked up. And then he eventually killed two people. Oh, three, if you count his brother.
Woof.
Yeah.
Serial killers, man.
Right?
Anyways, let's take a break and we'll come back with our book for this week.
And welcome, everybody, to... What?
Wait, Brian, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're supposed to be recording a promo here, aren't we?
Aren't you supposed to tell people where they can find us?
Yeah, we're What the Hops Podcast, based out of Buffalo, New York. We like to talk a lot about beer.
A little bit about music.
And all sorts of random things.
So be sure to go find us wherever you get your podcasts. And hit up all your social medias and search What the Hops and hit that like button.
Cheers.
All right, we're back in our worst collection ever with our book for this week. It is Marvel Premiere number 27 from December 1975. And I can guarantee, because I double-checked, that we did not do this book.
Oh, prior. Good. Yay.
Because also, here's the thing. I have
not read this book.
I've read this before.
I mean...
Because we got it because we were like, oh, we'll do this for the show. And I've got... Yeah. I read it, and... I believe at one point we were like, oh, we're going to do this for the show, and maybe we never did.
I have not – before today, I had not read this book.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing. I had to make sure that I got – because I know that it was definitely one of those things where I was like, oh, maybe we'll do this book, and then we did something else.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I hope I didn't do this. But we've only done one other Marvel premiere.
Yes.
And it has...
Yeah, I don't believe this character has ever appeared on the show before.
No. I double-checked. It was Marvel Premiere redone was like a Wonder Man story. And then I checked Satan, cross-checked Satan.
Well, we did the Son of Satan.
We did Son of Satan or Hellstorm. And yes. We also did a story about Lois Lane marrying Satan.
Yes, yes, we did.
That was a thing we did.
But we did not do Satana.
Is it Satana or Satana?
Satana.
So it's Marvel. Technically, it's...
Which I don't. Did she ever get her own series? I think this was trying to get her own series.
Well, I mean, that's how they did it in the '70s. They're just kind of, I mean, they say it's like, oh, it's her on her own, but they just do like a run of this.
Well, that was the thing. I thought this was kind of seeing if there was an audience for
probably.
This now whether or not she ever got in her own series, I don't know.
She's pretty tertiary character as far as I'm interested goes. Mm-hmm. You know, if my interest goes, I've known of her, and you know, she's obviously connected to Hellstorm and mm-hmm. all that mm-hmm. stuff, but she's never been as much of a factor. Hellstorm got his own series
mm-hmm.
for a little while back in the 90s, she had like a one shot, maybe she had a miniseries. I don't know. I'd have to double check. I didn't see anything come up. I probably could check, though. But
she was not an Endgame. That
no,
I know.
No, she was not an Endgame. She was not just hanging
she
out.
She didn't just show up at Endgame like everybody else.
She's just standing around in the back eating the sandwich.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's... yeah, that's not her.
Nope.
But yeah, so Marvel premiere technically it's Marvel premiere featuring Satana the Devil's Daughter for the first time in her own shocking full color series, and
shit.
Yeah, she doesn't. Yeah, I don't see any other comics, video games. What she was in video games. Marvel's Avengers Alliance, Marvel Future Fight. What the fuck is Marvel Future Fight?
I don't know.
There's too many. You know what?
There's too many Marvel characters?
No, there's too many games for, like, computer games or, like, iPod games or whatever. iPhone games. iPod games. That exist that are just... They sound like... they sound like garbage. Like, I don't have the... I don't understand how you could truly enjoy playing a game on a screen that small.
Well, I mean, I think it depends on the kind of game.
Well, if it's like a Tetris game, yeah.
Like a Tetris, a Bejeweled.
Bejeweled, yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing. Wasn't there, there's like a Mario game for your phone.
Yeah, there's like a Mario, like there was that one like Temple Run or whatever, but it was like a Mario version of that.
Yeah, Temple Run sucks, by the way. And
you get your Angry Birds. I mean, I understand.
Angry Birds is different, though. I don't know, like a side scroller.
Yeah.
Even though Angry Birds is a side scroller, technically, it's more like a puzzle.
Well, it's a puzzle. It's the thing. It's confined to a certain area. Whereas, right. Like, if you're doing like a, because you could play like you can get like a Double Dragon game for your your iPhone. And
yeah, I don't know. I personally don't think I would want to play something like that. An Angry Birds, I'm fine with. A Tetris, I'm fine with. A Bejeweled, that sort of shit. But as far as like I'm running around doing shit, I don't know. I don't know, is it much different than a Game Boy? I don't know. I have Game Boy.
Yeah, but Game Boy.
It's not really.
It's not, but it is. Because the thing is that a Game Boy or a Game Gear or whatever you have.
Has buttons.
They have buttons dedicated to that function. Whereas on a phone, you're using your touch screen, you know, or you need some sort of, or if you have some sort of attachment or something. I just find that to be very awkward. Like, I don't even, that's why I can't stand texting. Like, I don't like texting long things, you know what I mean? Like, I mean, I can like respond to like in a few sentences, like a sentence or two, but to be like, if I have something longer to say, you know, either I got to call the person or it's an email or something. It's, yeah, of course. It's like, I don't want to talk to them. You know, I mean, sometimes you just don't want to talk to
people. What are you doing calling people?
And what the hell?
It's not what phones are for.
Yeah, what the hell? Yeah, phones should not be used for calling anymore.
No, they shouldn't. They're strictly for texting and dick pics. And that's it. Don't you fucking call me on the phone.
Yeah, no. That's the thing. I usually when I get phone calls, I scream.
Oh, I'm just like, what the fuck?
Because I'll be like, because I'm not expecting a phone call.
The only person who calls me on the phone is my mother.
So, Marvel premiere. Let's talk about this. Satana, Devil's Daughter. The Devil's Daughter. For the first time in her own shocking full color series. No, it's just a book. Okay. I don't know. I mean, obviously, there might be other issues with Satana. I should probably look that up too, but.
Yeah.
God, I'm terrible.
Whatever. Here she is. She is surrounded by humans, other people. It's like she's kind of tied to a stake.
It's very loosely tied to a stake.
Loosely, and they're like burning her at the stake. This is not really what happens in the book. At least not to her.
No.
And they are saying, burn her, destroy the spawn of Satan, and they're all just trying to burn her. So that's what's going on here in the cover. We start with a splash page of what looks like a car accident.
The title is called Death Song.
Sorry. Title of the book, Death Song. Splash page of what looks like a car accident on like a bluff because we are in California. So I'm assuming we're out by the Pacific Coast Highway.
I feel like this is very much like a Santa Cruz Lost Boys situation going
on
here. Yeah,
it really is. And like Satana's kind of like wearing this like, I don't know, like a trench coat, but also this like red backless, like slinky jumpsuit, but her hair looks like horns.
Yeah.
So.
That takes some moose.
Yeah, it does. It takes some.
But also being around that fire, you think that it would, you know.
It's some something about Mary Juice.
Yeah. Or you think she's going full.
Well, I mean, she's the devil's daughter. Why not?
The devil's daughter. She's like, give me the curse to jizz.
Yeah.
cursed jizz.
And it's like, so it starts, we're like 5 a.m. and they're like, they call this the hour of the wolf. And I'm like, no one has ever called 5 a.m. the hour of the wolf.
I think I'm going to start.
Oh, sure. Why not?
Wolf hour.
But they're like, oh, there was this woman and this woman's name. I don't think we say it here yet, but she's dead and damnation, blah, blah, blah. Doesn't matter.
So now we kind of, now this is one of those, again, now, one, yeah. one of those things where we start
that
back
was the
at
end.
The story. And so Deborah Hirsch.
Yes.
Is this chick that is.
And Satana's just kind of like hanging out in this like random California town.
Well, so what the idea is that she was drawn to this town because of the vibes that this woman.
Evil vibes.
These evil vibes that this woman has been given off. Oh, I just realized we're looking at a burning corpse here.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's the lady's burning corpse.
Oh, well, for a second I was like, oh, well, sometimes I read these comics and I don't actually look at them. Does that ever happen to you?
Where yes.
you're just reading, but then you're like, oh, I just realized there's a burning corpse here.
Yes.
Oh, okay. But yeah, so, yeah, we're 12 hours prior, and so, actually, this might be, you know what this might be?
Mm.
This might be the town from Halloween 3.
Oh, shit. You know what? That would make 100% sense, because... Well, I mean, well, I was going to say this wouldn't happen.
Santa Mira.
This wouldn't happen in like a typical town in 1975. But look at the garbage that's happening today.
For a second, because there's parts where at one
why
point.
Not?
Yeah, we'll get to it. But
sure.
Like, it's like, no, this is 1975. It's like, yeah, but yeah.
Yeah. But this might be Santa Mira. I think you're right.
Santa Mira. So who,
because she is
Hannigan or what? I can't remember the.
What?
What's the name of the Silver Shamrock? I'm trying to think of the guy's name.
Oh,
old dude.
Colin something.
Colin?
Yeah, or Colin? The first name?
Houlihan? No.
Yeah, I don't know what his last name is.
I've seen that movie enough times.
I know, it doesn't matter. The witch.
Silver Shamrock.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Everyone should watch Halloween 3.
Yeah, enjoy it. It's
nothing so
to do.
Fucking dumb.
You don't have to enjoy Halloween mythologies for that at all, because it has nothing completely to do with it. And it's kind of a shame that it isn't somehow related, because wish that Michael Myers would show up and fight Tom.
I don't
Tom Atkins.
Actually. I kind of really like the idea that, but they couldn't do it. But that it would have just been an anthology movie series that came out every Halloween.
Yeah.
And that would have been cool, especially because nobody wins at the end of that movie. It's so good. Anyway,
yeah,
I really like it.
So, Satana's kind of walking through the street and she runs into this Deborah girl.
And this girl knocks her down and she's like, oh, hey, let me go. You don't understand. And like, here come the townspeople who they grab this woman and they're like, she's a witch. And she's like, I'm not a witch. I'm a doctor. And they're like, nope, witch.
Well, she does karate chop Satana here.
She does
that part.
It's pretty great.
It says Pikau.
Pikau.
P-K-A-U.
I personally, there's a nice little sound. There's a nice little sound later that I'll point out.
Okay.
But so they grab her and they like take her to the middle of town. This guy helps Satana up and he's like, that woman's a witch. And she's like, oh.
Well, it's weird. Yeah, it's just
really?
Weird.
Really?
Because the way that the coloring is here, because it's at night, so everybody's like, you know, their skin's like white or whatever, you know.
And kind of green.
This guy kind of looks like Solomon Grundy.
Yeah. It's like white and green.
White.
Like, she really looks green.
Yeah. But she, yeah, they're just like, you know, just like, oh, thanks for helping that woman. Thanks, lady, for helping us find that woman. Yeah, we're burning witches today. You want to come?
Yeah, we're going to just, and you're like, wait, it's 1975 and you're doing a what now? Yes, we're going to burn a witch in the middle of the town because some people's kids died.
Yeah, right. Come on, we'll get a slice afterward. We're going to go to We go to the local pub, get ourselves a slice after burning.
So they literally have a steak, and they tie this woman to it in the middle of a town in 1975.
And she does say, this is 1975, for God's sake. You can't burn someone for witchcraft. And the guy's like, no, well,
you
stick
sure
around.
You sure can.
You sure can, because I nobody says, I mean,
hey,
technically I can.
Technically, I mean, I shouldn't, but just because people don't do it anymore.
I mean, just because it doesn't mean it can't happen. I mean, I do have a pole and a, you know, fire.
And a whole bunch of shit. I mean, I can tie somebody here. Even though it was never the burning a witch at the stake. This is what I learned in Salem. That was never the punishment for witchcraft here. It was hanging. So if you
wasn't it the rocks too? They do the rocks over here too?
They did press Giles Corey to death. Yes.
Oh, he was just the one.
Just the one guy.
Yeah.
But the punishment for being a witch in America was hanging. It was burning in Europe. I learned that in Salem when we went there.
We didn't do any burning there, huh?
Nope. Oh. Just hanging. Plenty of people died.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about that.
Oh, don't worry. No, we took care of that.
We've got a nice bloody history in this country.
We just didn't pollute the air with their ashes.
Yeah. We pressed a man to death. That's all.
Pressed him. We bench pressed him to death.
Yep.
So yeah, they're going full on witch burning. Burn the witch. Yeah, there's a lot of.
And she's like, "No, I'm a doctor. You don't understand." And so, Satana's like, "Hey, don't burn that woman." And they're like, "What the fuck is your problem, lady? We invited you to this fun witch burning / s'more party." I'm assuming because we have a bonfire.
Was it in the community calendar?
It was.
Witch burning / s'more party.
Yes. It was like, bring your own supplies, you know, BYO s'mores.
BY. Now that's it. You know what? That would be a great business, but all it would be is just be a big fire. Come to BYO s'mores.
You bring everything but the fire.
You bring everything but the fire. We'll, you know.
Just a pit.
We'll give you just a fiery pit and maybe a few sticks.
Oh yeah.
Skewers.
We could give you some skewers.
You might actually have to buy the skewers from us.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, we got to recoup our expense.
If you want a commemorative skewer, you got to spend $50 to do that when you go to BYO s'mores.
I really like BYO s'mores just being like a pit in the middle of nowhere with like some really like creepy old dude just like shirtless, just like throwing wood on a fire.
I feel like the overhead would be pretty low too, because right? You know, we'd have to get the wood. Well, you'd have to get the gas. I mean, I guess you'd probably have to get some ordinances to burn, make a s'more pit.
Yeah, well, I mean, maybe if we go somewhere unincorporated, we could do be like, there are no laws out here in unincorporated whatever county.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
So, so they're about to give her the business. And
this is where we get a good sound here, because this guy pulls a gun on her and he's like, fuck you, bitch. You're not getting any s'mores. And she's like, you know what? You're a pig and you're going to oink like pig. And he like gets down on his knees and he starts like making pig noises, except just as like, knuck.
No, it says nerf.
Nerf, nerf, nerf.
And then he's going, nerf, 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 nerf.
Yeah, I can't make that noise.
Yeah, the weird piggy noise. Yeah, kind of like that.
You make a pig noise. I can. Yeah, I can't do it. I don't know why I can't do it.
Nerf.
Nerf.
So, well, maybe this
and
is
an entire line of toys was born.
Yeah, right. Somebody was like, yo, stick the E, put the E in there.
You know what? Instead of being pig noises, how about they're just weird squishy footballs?
How about weird squishy pigs?
Oh, I'd like a weird squishy
pig. What if Nerf is nothing but a bunch of pigs? But
like,
squishy,
like
pigs?
Squishy pigs? I would
but
love
hit,
a squishy
but still,
pig.
But you still hit them like you're playing sports. You're just.
Do they have suction cups on them? And I can shoot them out of a gun?
Yes.
Just little pig darts.
Pig darts.
Aw. That'd be
cute. And they go, oink.
This could be our new bar. You know how they have axe throwing bars?
Oh, that's right. We got to talk
I forgot about this.
Can we talk about this?
Yeah, but can I finish my thought? Instead of axe throwing bars, you just have Nerf pig shooting bars at BYO s'mores.
BYO s'mores. BYO s'mores is fucking lit.
And then you go and you just shoot Nerf.
You sure Nerf in the shape of pigs?
Yeah, BYO s'mores.
So you brought that up. Yes,
I totally forgot about it until I said axe throwing bars.
Well, because I forgot. Yeah, it's funny because we did go to a Renaissance Festival. How can we forget this
right,
epic
right.
event?
We went to the Colorado Renaissance Festival that is here every year down in Larkspur, Colorado. And man, there were a lot of people.
Yes.
I hadn't been since I was like 18. It had been a long time. Sean threw axes, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the thing. We kind of walked around. We didn't
it's
really.
It's not really our thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've never been to a Renaissance Festival, so I'm curious.
Well, you ate a turkey leg.
I ate a turkey leg.
We had some slushy margaritas that were not slushy.
Boo.
Sean threw some knives.
Well, first, yeah, because they have like a station, like a throwing station.
Yeah.
Where you had knives, throwing stars, and axes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I'm going to throw these knives because I figured.
Those things were dull as fuck.
But they were literally like, they might as well have been spoons.
Yeah.
Because I'm sitting there throwing these knives and they're not doing anything, you know. And
nobody was getting them to do anything.
I don't think anybody
did. Because
they
had never been sharpened. I think that's why.
Yeah, I don't think this guy was doing anything to help with the knives.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I would expect it. I mean, it's a fucking Renfest, but
yeah, it's not like you win a prize. You literally are just paying to throw.
Yeah, I didn't win shit.
Yeah, there was no prize.
It's the satisfaction of throwing a weapon.
Yeah, at a wall. That's what it was.
In a contained environment. Because you could do it on your own, but, you know.
I mean, you technically...
Just like you can burn a witch.
I mean, why not? All bets are off at this point.
Right.
I mean, you could go in the backyard and, like, throw a fucking knife at a fence.
That's true. Well, that's the thing. That's the people who have, like, you know, when they have their shooting ranges and stuff, and they shoot, you know, if they have a lot of property.
Yeah, we don't have the property for that.
No, we don't have that. No, we don't.
Maybe a knife throwing station.
Ooh, we should get... Yeah, let's get some... Maybe an axe?
Sure.
Just one axe, though.
Yeah, just one axe.
One axe. But yeah, we... So after that, I went to the axes, and I threw some axes. And I also
threw axes.
Me and Jen threw axes.
I did not get any to stick.
I actually got two to stick.
Yes.
I would have had three if I didn't hit my own axe that was already up there.
Yeah, you kind of broke that one, too.
Yeah, I ruined the axe event.
We were just like, you know what? Well, those were shitty anyway, because the ones he gave me, like, there were many, like, the heads were sliding up and down. He was just like, I'll just fix it.
Fuck.
He's like, I'll just fix it. He just goes, bang. And I was like, well, that's not going to fucking work.
Yeah.
So no wonder I didn't. I mean, I have shitty aim anyway. I will never be able to throw anything at a target and make it hit.
Yeah.
So I can't really blame the axe.
But this is what I'm excited to know is that my axe throwing skills are above subpar.
Yeah.
They're not great, but they aren't the pits.
That's true.
So
good job.
This gives me hope to know that when the shit goes down.
In like 2 days.
Tomorrow, I will be able to.
Do we even have any hand axes that you can throw?
I should go get some.
Yeah, we should probably get you some hand axes.
I'm kind of feeling like, I feel like I should have them when I was kind of hanging around being like, oh, it's going down. Grab those axes.
Yeah, you also have to remember to like retrieve the axe.
Yeah, that'll probably be the problem. Because axes just don't, you know, just, and I don't have multiple axes like I'm like in a game or something.
Exactly.
I'm not Simon Belmont.
You're not unlimited axe man.
Oh, man. God, I wish.
That'd be great.
Man, that'd be, see, that'd be like a mutant power I would like to have.
Just, sure.
I create axes.
Just like a pier.
That's the only thing I can create are just axes. It's like, who needs an axe?
This guy.
But that would be I'd be fucking awesome.
You would be great.
Yeah, I kind of wish we were reading about an axe man. So they let this, so she basically, okay, so Satana stops them guys from doing this business. And then all of a sudden, this Deborah Hirsch turns heel.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, haha, that's right, motherfuckers. I am a fucking witch.
Except I'm not technically, I'm kind of a...
I'm
possessed.
I'm possessed by the Dansker.
Sure.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
The Dansker, and I am here on Earth, and I'm here to kill you all. So fuck you all.
Fuck you all. By the way, things are gonna get real weird in this comic book because I'm gonna have like a man face but a lady body.
Yeah. So you get ready. But so we get
for no reason except the fact that we're supposed to know it's this Dansker guy.
Danzig.
It's Danzig.
Danzig! Danziger.
Because then we basically get this flashback of like,
well, we get
Satana just like, she used to train with this guy like in hell, I guess.
She went to Taekwon Hell.
Yeah.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu in hell.
Sure. And
hell jiu-jitsu.
Sure. And so like he was like a trainer but he also like wanted power and whatever and from the devil, and it's just all that sort of bullshit. He went like, rogue and now he's evil and now he's fucking with her on Earth.
Yeah, because he's like, you know, it's like, yo, your dad, you know, your dad knows the guy, you know your dad.
Yeah.
You know, your dad could probably help me out, you know, because I'm just training. I'm only working on commission here. You know, I'm only at this gym. I'm only at Gold's Gym in Hell.
Yeah.
Training you. And Death Time Fitness. And I'm not making a lot of hell money.
Hell dollars.
Hell dollars.
I can't even afford to go to BYO Spores.
The BYO, I lost my back on a BYO Spores here. Because everybody's got the fire in their backyard.
Right? And I was trying to like open a franchise and it just didn't work out.
It just didn't work out. And now I'm just a trainer here and I'm training you to get ready to fight.
Sure.
Humans or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. And, whatever you're actually training for, we don't know.
Maybe you can help me out. Maybe your dad can pitch me a few. And she's like, nah. And he's like, fuck you.
Yeah, I'm out.
I'm out. I'm going to fuck this shit. I'm going to the earth. I'm going to come get you.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to fuck your shit up, basically. I'm going to blow up your spot.
I'm going to blow up your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we get all that story, and then we kind of cut back to the current time. So she goes,
Before she does that, she runs into, like...
She goes to chase after this guy or whatever.
Yeah, and so she, like, goes to get this guy, but then there's, like, one of the townspeople who's like, wait, she has my son or something that it's really kind of never mentioned again.
She took my son.
Yeah, but we only see the kid, like, one more time. It's very weird. It's like, she took my son, and oh my god, you know, you have to stop her. I'm gonna kill you first.
Yeah.
Satana. And then I'm going to go get my son, which is not a really wise use of your time.
But he's pissed because she fucked up whatever they were going to do. And I was going to get my son. And now you turned her into...
I brought him for s'mores.
Yeah, now you turned her into Danzig. And now
what the fuck?
What the fuck?
And so she's like, you know what? I realize you're a father and I have no idea if this child has another parent. Time for me to kiss you and steal your soul.
Yep.
And she does. And she murders this man. And then she goes to this bluff where...
Well, I do like here where she press slams him into the wall. That's kind of fucking badass.
Yeah, she's like, you're not going to fuck with me, bro. So she kills this guy, and then she goes up to the bluff, and that's where we start getting this fight between whatever his name is and...
A Dansker?
Yeah, Danzig.
Danzig. So the best way to describe this way this character looks. So it was originally just this random woman.
Yes.
Okay. Now he looks like... Moondragon.
Yeah.
Moondragon's outfit. So Moondragon's body. Yeah. Moondragon's, in the green outfit with the, with the cape, chest and cape and whatever.
And the boots and the whole
boots
thing.
And everything. But Jesus Christ's head.
Yes. Yes. With Jesus Christ's head. Yeah.
So Jesus' head on a Moondragon body.
Yes. Yes.
Just imagine that.
That's what that is.
That's basically what we're dealing with here. So
yeah, it's very odd. And so they're fighting.
So she's like, what the fuck? I'm coming to take care of this shit. I can't go. This right here. This is just.
It's a little
wicked.
Weird. It's a little odd. And then that's when this kid, like, there's no kid. And then all of a sudden a kid, because he's like, I'm going to, like, turn into a car or something.
He doesn't turn into a car. Actually, wait.
He does, because she's driving it. Because, like, she kind of vanquishes him. And he's like, fine.
Yeah,
and now, he's gone. But she, the woman whose body he was possessing, is still evil. So she gets into a station wagon. And she's like, I'm going to run you down.
Well, she turns back into this woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and she gets into a station wagon, and she's like, I'm going to run your ass down.
Yep.
And that's all of a sudden when this kid shows up.
Yeah.
Don't know where the fuck that kid's been.
Real quick, because in the beginning here, there's this random face here. Is this the kid?
Yes, but where
is
he?
I don't know. Well, she's in the cape? Right,
kid the cape? Did you
just... Yes, the cape. Remember to show the cape?
Is that when we turn children into capes?
So this is, she goes to this bluff, and Jesus Moondragon is standing there, and there's
like a
drawing where she's like, her cape is flowing, but the boy is in the cape, and then she fights Jesus Moondragon, she defeats him, and then she grabs the boy, who may have been in the cape? I don't know. Then Dansker or whatever.
Yeah.
Tries to run her down in the station wagon. That is where we kind of catch up with the beginning of the book. If I could just churn the goddamn page.
She's like a basilisk power where she has like a weird like snake energy thing that comes out of her.
Yeah.
But it also like...
She gets like a glowy eyes like Psylocke used to do.
And it says something about how, like, every time she uses it, it, like, steals a piece of her soul. And I'm like, but how does she have a soul? Because she's, like, the devil's daughter. But whatever, we're not going to argue about that.
Well, she's also part human, I guess, technically.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
So she, like, basilisks this chick, and this car just goes up, like, and off a cliff and explodes.
Yeah.
And that
this car blows
dead.
The fuck up.
Yeah.
Look at that.
It's pretty great, actually. It's a really
fireworks went off at once.
It's a great three panel. Because you just see this car just like falling on fire until it explodes. It's pretty great.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
where we started with the burning husk. And
but where's the fucking kid?
I don't know. That's the thing. The kid is just like there, but then gone and then in a cape. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the kid died too.
The kid was like, I'm out.
So that's that.
That's how that ends.
And then we do have a backup.
Well, it's a backup. It's from like the original, like one of the original appearances. And basically,
very noir-esque.
There's barely any dialogue. And it's just
a woman walking down and I really do like the art in this. It's, you know, kind of like a charcoal looking drawing style and black and white. And it's this woman walking down an alleyway. And then there's like this evil guy following her. And he's like, hey, lady, give me your fucking money. And she's like, no, I don't think so. And he's like, what? And then she kisses him and she steals his soul, and that's because it's Satana.
Yeah, he turns into a melted man.
Yeah, he dies.
Did you enjoy this?
I did. I took a picture of this, and I think I had taken a picture of it before, but I still put it on
Instagram.
Like,
this is one we've come across before. Basically, Hulk is fighting
Abomination,
Wendigo, and Abomination in the woods.
Abomination and Wendigo have teamed up to fight the Hulk in the woods, and they have kind of bested him, and Hulk is laying on the ground, and I'm pretty sure we've talked about this one before. Two kids find him, and he just says, leave Hulk alone, Hulk no like people.
And the kids are like...
and which is, I put on my Instagram, because I'm like, hey, it's me.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, Hulk, I know you were brutally beaten, but you know what'll make you feel better? This sugary treat.
Which we have yet to find.
Right? Hostess apple pie or whatever.
Yeah.
And Hulk eats it and he starts punching a tree.
That's how this ends.
He doesn't fight Wendigo or Abomination. He just punches a fucking tree.
Well, I think he's ready to go off to fight them, but he decides just to murder a bunch of forest.
Yeah.
Which I gotta say, these kids are really pushed or tempting fate by being anywhere in the vicinity of Hulk fighting the fucking Abomination and Wendigo.
Right.
Because let's be honest.
You're taking your life in your own
hands. That is a crazy ass fight that's going on.
Oh, shit's getting destroyed and you're just going to get caught in like the debris.
Yeah, there should be nothing left of that entire area.
Right.
When you get there, there should just be nothing but fucking broken rocks and stuff. I mean, these kids are like, "Well, we're just taking
trees and all sorts of shit."
Yeah, we're just taking a stroll, whatever. And it's like, "Get the fuck out of here. You kids would be fucking
dead
toast by even being in that area."
Yeah.
You know,
like a rock's gonna hit you or something.
It was like you're pie. You can eat more than pies.
Skunk just goes flying. This is the whole thing.
Just the Hulk hates skunk. Ah. So I guess so. The next now this is actually what's kind of confusing because I looked it up.
Yeah, because they were just like, maybe she'll get her own series?
But according to the Marvel Wiki, the next issue of this book does not have her in it.
Does she get her own series?
No, she doesn't.
Oh,
she doesn't. I don't think she's gonna. I mean, she appears in books, but she doesn't.
Sure.
Whatever. For whatever reason, in the next issue, so this is issue 27 of Marvel Premiere. Uh-huh. It says the next issue features the Liberty Legion.
Okay.
Tactically, when you go to issue number 28 of Marvel Premiere, it is the Legion of Monsters.
I would rather read that.
I actually have the story of this
in a trade.
Yes.
Oh, neat.
And then my Ghost Rider team-up trade that I've bought many years ago.
Yeah, because that looks like it has, Man-Thing? We've got Ghost Rider, Morpheus.
Morbius and Werewolf by Night.
I'd read that.
Yeah, no, it is good.
Yeah.
It is good. It's about a mountain that grows in the middle of Sunset Boulevard. I'm serious. And I think years ago when I first read that, I took a picture of it. I just put, thanks, Obama. I've read that before, and I definitely would. I should go back and read that again.
That's really funny.
There's some good stuff in that Ghost Rider team up. It's a very random ass trade, but it's highly recommended if you ever get a chance to pick that up. But you're into that too, right? I take it.
Yeah.
Cool. That's it for this week's show. Thank you for listening. We do appreciate you guys checking us out. Please tell your friends, rate, review, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you get the show. You can find us on Twitter. I'm at Angry Hero Sean.
And I'm at Jen Stansfield on Twitter and Instagram.
Yep.
You can find us on Facebook, Worst Collection Ever, and email the show at worstcollectionever@gmail.com.
All right, folks. Thanks again for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Bye.